As always, we dedicate our shir l'zecher nishmas hakadosh shenafel akidus Hashem, and unfortunately continue to fall akidus Hashem. And in the difficult situation we find ourselves, our soldiers we daven for, specifically those that are in Rafiach destroying our enemies, we should be zecher to see Yeshua's v'nechamos, our hostages freed, and the cholim be completely cured, and have a refuah shleima b'soch shar chalei Yisrael. So we have a new venue, a new time. To hopefully, most of the people I assume that are here is only because you want to go to sleep a little bit later. Sundays will decide. I don't know. This Sunday there seems to be some sort of situation going on, right? Something Yom Hazikar. No, not this week. Whatever. Okay, I'm not sure, but definitely not next Thursday night. Next Thursday night I will be in America. Sorry, but the following Thursday night I'll be back in Mir Tzashem. So hopefully this new time is great for you, so you can tell your parents you have to stay up, you know, it's Mishmar, so on and so forth. The advertisement with the beautiful picture came out saying that it's going to be halach on the parsha. Okay, this week it won't be. And Yonah D'Yayma, but it'll certainly be halacha related to next week's parsha, if that helps you. But certainly in Yonah D'Yayma. So tonight's going to be a fun night because we're going to give heterim. I'm going to call this year the heterim of Sviras Omer. We're going to tell you all the heterim that you want to know for Sviras Omer. Obviously, when we talk about Sviras Omer, we are talking about the sad time of Sviras Omer, the time of Sviras Omer that we commemorate the students of Rabbi Akiva. So we first have to understand what that means. So before I do anything, I want to apologize. I had wonderful Meir Makomas for you, and to help myself remember the shir, I cannot find them. They're somewhere in Yeshivat Leva Torah. I thought I was such a smart guy. I walked in at 9:45 to look around, and I forgot that they daven Meir for 9:45. So unfortunately, we have no Meir Makomas. So if I don't remember anything, my apologies. One thing I do remember is Simon Tuf Tzadik Gimel in the Shulchan Aruch says the following. Tuf Tzadik Gimel Noagim. Shalalisa Isha Ben Pesach Le'atzer. It's the Shulchan Aruch Paskins and Tuf Tzadik Gimel. Obviously, at the end of the Halachos of Pesach, that we have a custom not to get married during this time of the year. Ad Lag Ba'omer. Mesu Tamidei Rabbi Kiva. Because the students of Rabbi Kiva died during this time. Avala Reis Lekadei Shapir Dami. You're allowed to get engaged during this time. We just had somebody from our block just got engaged. Wolf, they got engaged, big engagement party. I couldn't go to the engagement party because of you kids, Nebuch. I had to teach.
A year, though.
What's going to be a year? What happened?
It
was going to
be a year until
you
got married.
Huh? Oh, if it was a year. So maybe that's okay. I mean, it doesn't have to be exactly a year. We don't allow it. Fine. And if somebody got married during this time of the year, it would be mutter. Yes, son? Question already? I didn't even say anything. Yeah?
Why would that, when does the whole Am Yisrael
be
do like a Avelus
on Tamidavia
people? Like that.
To what?
We do it for
Avelus.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah, for so long, you mean. Like the Shoah, that would probably be, not big enough.
Excellent question. You're jumping the gun, as they say. Yes, you're asking a good question. The question is why? Why the students of Rabbi Kiva, with all due respect, how many students of Rabbi Kiva died? 24.
I thought it was about the Torah.
24. 24,000 students. We're going to say everything.
I heard
the
24 parents.
Very good.
48.
12,000, two pairs, no?
Yeah.
24,000. Two pairs. Why does it say it like that, the Gemara? Because Mesu and Pesach Le'atzeres, because they were chavrusos that weren't real chavrusos. Imagine having a chavrusa and all he wants to do at the end of what you say is say the following. That is the stupidest thing I ever heard. You're an idiot. Right? Or he's waiting for you to finish to say, you don't know what you're talking about. That's not Tosfos. That's not what the Rambam says. What? That's not the Maharam Chalawa. You don't know how to read Tosfos. All they wanted to do is fight with their friends. And clearly that wasn't an idea. The question is very, very good question. Not really tonight's shir, but okay. And that is that why the students of Rabbi Akiva? So many other things I could tell you. Obviously, you mentioned the Holocaust. It's during this time of the year, Ben Pesach Latzeres, that there were so many pogroms. Avarachim was invented. That's why Shabbos Mevorachim was last week. We said Avarachim. Why do we say Avarachim? Does it say Avarachim because of the times of the war? Why? Because Avarachim was invented during this time of the year. Nebuch Lo Aleinu, during Pesach, was around the times of Easter for the Goyim. And there are wonderful anti-Semitic priests would come out and say the Jews killed Jesus, and the Jews' blood was the blood to make Pesach wine or matzah, whatever it is, and they would beat up the Jews. There were a lot of terrible things that happened during this time. Just read the kinos, and you'll see most of the kinos have nothing to do with the Chorban HaBayis over and over again. And of course, there's October 7th. There's a lot of things. So why? So it could be related to the fact that this is Dafka, the time that we're accepting the Torah. Dafka, that time, students, and there was Rabbi Akiva, the greatest, one of the greatest Rabbeim that we all ever had. How can the students do that? Doesn't make any sense. Rav Asher Weiss shared this week in his Divrei Torah. So this is what he said. He said, it doesn't make sense. You saw the great Rabbi Akiva, and this is how you act? One of my friends said, and the other way around too. Rabbi Akiva, what does he say on this week's Parsha? He said you wanted to relate to the Parsha, so related to the Parsha. Halacha the Parsha. The Ahavta L'Reicha Kamocha. What does he say, Rabbi Akiva? It's a song. Zeklal Godol B'Torah, Shkoyach. Zeklal Godol B'Torah. Zeklal Godol B'Torah. That's a Rabbi Akiva. Some want to say that Rabbi Akiva only said that afterwards. No, Rabbi Akiva, that's what Rabbi Akiva stood for. That's what Rabbi Akiva was all about. And Nebuch Lo Aleinu, they didn't get the message? That's terrible.
They were the people that were meant to pass on the whole Torah,
No, wait. No.
At the end, he took all four.
That's exactly what happened afterwards. That's a great story there, Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva believed so much, even after. Think about Rabbi Akiva's life. It's a great Musar Haskil. Rabbi Akiva had such an interesting life until he was 40. He said if he saw Talmud Chacham, he would want to bite him. He says all these terrible things, right? And he became who he was, one of the greatest of all greats. It's truly unbelievable and amazing. And now all of his students die, and what does he do? He doesn't crawl up in a ball and say, I'm going to go back to what I was before. No! He says, I'm going to teach other students in the Lag BaOmer. Of course, we remember Rishon Bar Yochai, one of the chief students of, who taught the Siddus of the Torah, of Rabbi Akiva. Anyway, back to the story. It could be, somebody just mentioned this idea, it could be that maybe the students of Rabbi Akiva, Dafka, during this time, because of what my Rebbe said, Rav Aaron Soloveitchik. Rav Aaron Soloveitchik said, a chiddush gadol ad ma'oid, I forget, I don't have my sheet here, based on one of the Rishonim, maybe the Rabbeinu Yeruchim, I forgot who he quoted, who says the following thing, this whole Beina Pesach La'atzeres had nothing to do with the students of Rabbi Akiva, and it actually had nothing to do with the Avelos. Because if you look at the Ramban on next week's Parsha, on Sfiras Omer, the Ramban tells us it's one big, long Chol HaMoed. It's a great and amazing time for Klal Yisrael. It's a Chol HaMoed. We're in a time of Chol HaMoed. We didn't leave Mitzrayim just to get out of Mitzrayim, just to sit in the Midbar. We wanted to accept the Torah. That's why we got out. That's the Avodim that we wanted to be, to the Torah. And therefore, what happens during Chol HaMoed? What do we do during Chol HaMoed? During Chol HaMoed, we don't take haircuts. We don't get haircuts, and we don't get married during that time. We all know that. But Pesach Le'atzeres. So maybe that's where it started, Rav Aaron Soloveitchik. But what happened? People couldn't keep it for such a long time, for 50 days. It was very difficult. So at least some of the time. That's what some people want to answer. So far, all we learned in the Shulchan Aruch was one halacha. You're not allowed to get married. Then comes along the Rama, and he says, when is this? Mihu milag bo mirvei lecha kol shari. Okay. And then halacha beis, no agib shalo yistaper ad lag bo mir. So there are only two things mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch. My Rebbe Rav Aaron Soloveitchik said this as well. Let's be very careful. If we were going to give heterim tonight, it may be based on the fact that there are only two things mentioned in the entire Shulchan Aruch. The avelus of this time is only getting married, which I assume nobody at this table is going to get married. I hope not. Right? And number two, right, you can't wait. I'm so sorry. And number two, haircuts. Now, we're going to assume, lahalacha, that haircuts and shaving are related to each other. Some want to argue not. Going back to my Rebbe, Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, he says it's not. You can look in Halacha. Halacha talks about Tisporet HaSakan. Rav Yosef Dov Soloveitchik says the same thing. Not necessarily, but okay.
So
okay.
Music wouldn't be...
So, where did music come into play? We didn't see anything about music. So good segue question.
It's not
Avelos.
What is it?
So we're going to assume that what we're going to call this time is Avelos, right?
Now, if it would be Avelos, you would be doing more stuff than only haircuts and weddings.
Okay, good. Again, the different forms of Avelos. Now comes along the Magen Avraham in the same siman over here, and he says the following thing. Comes along the Magen Avraham, and he says, I wonder, why can't you get married during this time of the year? Why can't you have that engagement party? So says the Magen Avraham on Tav Sadik Gimel, Shapir Dami, Shehu Yakdima Acher. First of all, we let you get engaged because we don't want somebody to chop her up. We don't want somebody to steal her. To Muta Lasois. But also, palm sudas eris, and you can even make a little suda. Aval lasos rikudim umachalot shall rishus nagul aser. But we don't want there to be dancing for no reason. If we just had to see him now, somebody's messiah something, it would be totally mutter to dance. Mutter to dance certainly on Shabbos when the laws of Avelos are suspended. But what exactly is going on over here what exactly is going on over here that the Magen Avraham says, you know why you can't get married? You know why Stam Asur does not allowed? Because we're afraid that it's going to lead to something inappropriate that we like to call dancing. So therefore, a lot of the poskim picked up on the Magen Avraham, and they said the following. They said that the reason why this is a problem, they expanded the laws of what the Avelus will be exactly. Obviously, we don't always have to say that Avelus is Avelus. What do I mean by that? We don't always have to say it has to be exactly the same, although we'll see what Rav Yosef Dov Soloveitchik says, the Rav. But based on this Magen Avraham, is the only reason why we do not listen to music during this time of the year. So comes along the Magen Avraham, and the Magen Avraham says, Rikudim. Now this is going to be heter number one of tonight. Maybe that type of Rikudim is real Rikudim, meaning what leads to music. So therefore, all the shilas that you might have, my Bachrim asked me this week in Leva Torah, they said they went to a joint event, a YU J-Roots event with other yeshivas commemorating Yom HaShoah, and all of a sudden in the middle, who gets up? Some guy gets up and starts playing an instrument and singing sad songs. Everybody can get in the mood of Yom HaShoah. So they said to me, why is that mutter? So the first argument would be, why is it usher? Right. Whenever you look at something, right, if you're a good rabbi, you say, why is it usher? Right? And it's actually a fun game, if this is a shir in halacha, that is what halacha is all about. Why do you think it's usher? What do you mean? Because it's usher. Everybody says it's usher. True. And Kemat, if you look at all the poskim from you know, Tzitz Eliezer, who Tzitz Eliezer is mechadish at even tape music based on Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld, who has a tshuva, who talks about in the olden days, they didn't have what we have today, DJs and all this stuff. So the first thing they have, you probably have no idea what I'm talking about, was called a phonograph. It was a record player. Anybody ever hear of a record player? Right? Was there not? He's like, yes, no. Right, your great-grandma, me. Right, you had this thing, and it had a bit. So they wanted to play. Said, is that good enough? There was a minhag that was on the books that some people still follow in Yerushalayim Mir HaKodesh. They do not hire a band. They don't want to play live instruments. Some say some instruments you can. I remember discussing this with Rav Nevensal, because we went to Yeshiva HaKotel, Mamish, inside of the old city. What was mutter, what was not? Some people say you could only play the drums. Anyway, Lolakshav. Yeah, what?
You don't think it's different in the past 30 years how it changed and people's life revolve around music? And
excellent question. It's an excellent question.
And the whole point of it, you can't even listen. The Gemara talks about you can't even listen to music.
So. Didn't get there yet. You're always jumping ahead. So question number one is, I'll get to you in 1 second. Question number one is, music means so much to us. Question number two is, why isn't music always us? And question number three is, why Dafka the drums? I just assume that the drums are like, we'll make it on the drums because it's like a, I don't know, not such a happy instrument. I don't know, it's a good question.
The drums are the happy.
Okay, maybe, yeah.
The drums is not only on the
Omer, because
it's also
Minayim Yerushalayim on weddings. That's what I was saying. Inside of Yerushalayim, that's what I'm saying. However, so what is this all based on? So correctly, you said that there's a siman in the Shulchan Aruch that discusses Zecher L'Chorban. If you look at the halachas of Tisha B'Av, at the end, so we have the halachas of Zecher L'Chorban. We in Eretz Yisrael know these halachas maybe a little bit better than Chutz La'aretz, because probably everybody here, when you walk into your home, to your apartment, right, you probably have a dalet al dalet. Zecher L'Chorban. What's a dalet al dalet? You walk in, and there is an unfinished piece, and when somebody comes in who doesn't know the halacha, and they'll be like, what's wrong with you? You just bought a $1 million apartment in Eretz Yisrael? And you have this piece, this unfinished, finish it up. No, I'm not allowed to. In Mishkachech, Yerushalayim Tishkach, maybe you put the picture of your Mishkachech. I have a wonderful, funny story that when we, Baruch Hashem, was Zoicha to buy our house, we were doing construction on it. We bought the house already, but I went to all the workers were Arab, and I didn't want an Arab building my dalet al dalet. I couldn't build a dalet al dalet because my dalet al dalet would be like crisscross apples. Like, I don't know shapes. I wouldn't be able to do it. My wife would totally come. So I asked the guy that was around. He was a Haredi guy from Bnei Brak. I said, can you do the dalet al dalet? He did nothing all day. He was so excited to do it. Fine. So we weren't living at the house at the time. Like 2 days later, I came there and he says, oh, he was so excited because he had nothing to do all day. He goes, asiti bishudaha, dalet al dalet is all night. It wasn't Sephardi. He was actually very Hasidish. So I went upstairs and I looked at the dalet al dalet, and my wife was there and she looked at it. She goes, what the heck? What is this? It was huge. It was this huge. I said, ma sita po? He goes, you know, Habibi. He said, Habibi. You know, he says, nu. He said, ma ta choshev? I'm from Bnei Brak. I'm from the Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish had big shirim. Because this is Shir Chazon Ish. Shkoyach. You know, what do you want me to do? Shir Chazon Ish. So we have a Shir Chazon Ish. So when my wife saw it, she said, "Ugh, that looks terrible. It looks terrible." I go, "Good, you're Shkoyach. That's what it should look like. It should look terrible. We should recognize that Baruch Hashem, we're Zoicha to live in Eretz Yisrael. Yeah, you could come over. Come over and see it. We'll come. Everyone will come. 11 o'clock. Come to my house." Okay. Party in the house. Yeah, we have another children going. Fine. So that's one. And then there are different things discussed. There are less popular things. The most popular, of course, is we break the glass at the wedding. Yeah. Everybody knows that. Everybody does that, right? Unfortunately, of course, Nebuch Lo Aleinu, a lot of people break the glass. And what do they do right after they break the glass at a wedding? Mazel Tov! The Brit Hamikdash is destroyed! Woohoo! Oh, what? And they sing Oj Shama, which is so funny. Oj Shama, Ahu Mechutzas, what? So that's why Rav Avadya has a tshuva, Rav Avadya Yosef has a tshuva. Others recommend this. Maybe you should sing a Mishkachei Chushalayim. And then in the middle, this is the greatest thing ever. What do they do in the middle? They break the glass in the middle. And then people at the end of a Mishkach, they don't know what to do. They're like, they say Mazel Tov anyway, Mishkachei Chushalayim, Mazel Tov to that. I don't know. So they do it anyway. I was once a Masada Kedushin, and for my cousin, and I told my cousin, yeah. Then they fired me. So then they found out that I got smicha on rabbis.com, and they're like, okay, this guy's out, fine. So everything was perfect. My mom was like so happy. Look, I actually was joking with my mom because I had never been Masada Kedushin, and my mom knows you got to make it to the bris, so calm down, okay? If not, they'll make a mistake, and maybe, okay, so he's got, you may have to leave at some point. So my mom was scared because my mother knows that I'm a jokester, and she knows that being a Masada Kedusha, you have to be very, very serious. And that's Baruch Hashem, I've never been can you imagine me at a funeral? It would be very, very bad. Fine. So I said to my mom, "Listen, mom, you know I'm going to have to make some jokes." So I said, "You have two choices at the chasana. I'm either going to get up there when I say the bracha, so I'm going to go, Bori, chatu, shem, l'kainim. So like a five-time ready. She's like, no, please don't. Okay, here's the other option. Baruch atah, Hashem. She's like, oh my God, please don't. So Baruch Hashem, the wedding went perfectly. But then when I spoke to the chasan and kala, I told them the minhag of Rav Avadya. They said, we love the minhag. I didn't know this. My first time in Masada Kedushin, you have to tell the camera guy. He didn't know about it, and all of a sudden he breaks the glass, and you see the camera go, no, because he didn't get a picture of it, and like, it didn't happen if you didn't take a picture of it, no selfie, no nothing, it was very bad. They actually afterwards made him break another glass, I promise you, whatever, I got in trouble. And my mom was staying there, my mom was like, no, that's like, as if like, now they're not married or whatever, okay, I made a little mistake there. But that's it. One of the Zeicha of the Chorban, finally we get to it, is not to listen to music. How can we listen? Azimala Schoik Pino. When's Schoik Pino? We should only laugh. We should only be enjoying it. Except if you're learning Torah, then you can laugh all you want. It's a beautiful thing. But Imishkachech Yushalayim is only when? Imishkachech Yushalayim, we should not listen to music. The Oilam Hazeh comes along the Shulchan Aruch. Gipaskin? Yeah, maybe that's true. We Ashkenazim hold that. That's only, you're not sweet, sprightly, this is a white, airy, this blonde hair. It's like, oh, I'm 40. No, you're not. You could have kidneys. You're fine. Okay, so what does he say? So comes along Brother Rahman. He says, no. When the Shulchan Aruch says that you're not allowed to, the Olam Hazeb music, that was only talking about Beis Hamishta. That's talking about going to a, Chas V'Shalom Lo Aleinu, going to a bar, going to there's a place in Hartuv, I forget what it's called, Hartuv Bar, whatever, going there, and they go there, and they're playing music, and they have wine, maybe that would be the answer. Says Rav Moshe Feinstein, why shouldn't we be machmir on this? Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva, and he says that we're not allowed to have music. What? Beis HaMishta. I'm giving an example of what Beis HaMishta is. So comes along the, and how do you know? Comes along Rav Moshe, and Rav Moshe is against it. Nobody, and as correctly said, sorry, I don't know your name, but as he correctly said, that the Olam Hazeh, he goes, nowadays, we rely on music. Music, you know, you ever see these, before the NBA finals, the guys that listening to his, you know, he's got his Beats, or if he's really, really wealthy, he's got his Apple Max, whatever those things called. What are they called? No, the big ones. The $600. You know what I'm talking? The ones I have. Okay. So.
You have
it. Right? Yeah. So I know what I have. So that, you hear the word? So that music means so much. That's why there's a machlekes, I won't call this a machlekes, but there was a machlekes during Corona. During Corona, I don't know how to get it. During Corona, Rav Schechter said that the year during Sfira, during Corona, he said everybody can listen to music. Everybody was such in a bad state. Nebuch, we had to spend so much time with our families. Like, it was a very, very difficult time of the year, right? So he said, and Rav Asher Weiss says, I disagree. Rav Asher Weiss says, I understand what Rav Schachter is saying. Doesn't say, you're not Rav Schachter. And said Rav Asher Weiss, I agree with what Rav Schachter said, but it's a case-by-case basis, right? We have to see if somebody's mamish with dikayon, if somebody's really sad, of course they can listen to music. And this becomes the major question of what type of music is really usher. Even Rav Moshe Feinstein, who was machmir, and a good chiddush of this, that maybe, I think Rabbi Salusky, one of my rabbeim, said this, that just like, really we should hold from Pas Yisrael. So what do? We don't hold from Pas Yisrael necessarily the whole year. At least if you live in America, you don't. At least if you follow the OU, you don't. And then what happens? During a Aseret Yemei Teshuva, all of a sudden, Oreo cookies, I can't have them from America. Can't have them. Right? Why? Because it's a heightened level of Kedusha, says Rabbi Salusky, that maybe that's what Rav Moshe said over here. Okay, at least if you can't the whole year not listen to music, which is really the halacha, at least according to Shulchan Aruch, at least during the time of the 3 weeks, maybe Sfir also, you shouldn't listen to music. Others will argue and say, that's not true. Why can't you listen to music during this time? You know what you can't do? Music that's going to lead to dancing. But even Rav Moshe Feinstein, who was quoted by Rav Shabtai Rappaport, who says, Rav Bagno's boss, if you wanted to, I don't know, he's the Rosh Kollel in Bar Ilan. So Rav Shabtai, those who go, anybody here go to Avat Yisrael? Avat Yisrael is called Rappaport. It's his wife, I think, started it. And so Rav Shabtai Rappaport was Rav Moshe's daughter, right, I think, right? Or granddaughter. And so, yeah, you know that. Some history. You go to Rav Moshe Feinstein's yeshiva. Not really. So comes along, Rav Shabtai, he reported, and is I think he's quoting the name of his son that wrote many of the tshuvas, that Rav Moshe said, for sure, background music. Everybody holds it, that's mutter. Right? A person's at work, and it's so boring, Nebuch, he's working on spreadsheets. Of course he could listen to music. Again, we're talking about, I'm just going to say, Jewish music that doesn't have bad lyrics and stuff. I'm not talking about that. You know, I'm talking about, you know, music that's right. And actually, Rav Moshe discusses Dafka, classical music. So one could argue that. Certainly, if a person's traveling in a car, and he wants to stay up, and it's going to help him, 100%, that's going to be mutter. He's not doing it to dance, he's doing it because he's he probably shouldn't be, if he's tired, he shouldn't be driving anyway, but okay, that could be a potential heter when it comes to music. And it's not so posher to say that all music's awesome. You can't, people go crazy, and then all of a sudden they invented this fake thing called acapella. You know what I'm talking about, these things? That's the biggest shtus in the world. There's no, it doesn't help you at all. Because you could put on good acapella music, and people would dance to it 100%. Get a good DJ, and what's the difference? They're synthesizing the music. I don't really understand what the heter is over there. Many quote this as well, Rav. Many of the different halachic people who write up. That's incorrect. So Rav Lubavitch and Rav Daniel Neustadt, they also people don't understand where exactly this came from. Whatever, it doesn't matter. So music is one potential heter for today that I think is a very important heter. And I should have really started off by saying, just like we said, that according to the Shita that we said, that Ramban holds that it's a Chol HaMoed. So you know how much is a Chol HaMoed? Says Rav Avadya Yosef in a gorgeous, gorgeous tshuva. He said, if it's one long Chol HaMoed, he said, how can you tell me that there's a similarity, which we always make between Sfira and the 3 weeks? They're totally not related to each other. The Sfira Sa'oyimer, he writes, according to the Ramban, is a big one, big Chol HaMoed. It's a holy time, it's a happy time. Yes, there's students of Rabbi Akiva who died. But it's not Shas Peronius. What are we afraid of? So he's talking about a tshuva about saying Shechayana. Right? Let's assume for a moment, I could argue with anybody here about this. I was talking to Rav Bagno a few days ago, on Rosh Chodesh actually, 2 days ago. He spoke about Shechayana. Quoted Rav Shlomo Zalman about Shechayana in this Damin Lo, Mishnah Berurah's Lashon. What happened? So I question number one. What do we make Shechayana on? Now, I'm not talking about little baby Shrite. What's his, you know what his name is? No, I'm kidding. Right? So what's going to happen? On Shabbos, your father, because they have to be different, you're going to say, they have the bris, I heard the bris at Kriya Satorah, you're making the bris, right? Before Kriya Satorah, yeah? So that everybody has to stay for it, yeah? So, but they're not going to have a kiddush right after, you have to wait till I have the davening. Okay, fine. So, so what's going to happen at the bris? What's going to happen? Do you know? Shh. Tell me the brachas. How many brachas are said at the bris? Who knows? Two. Anybody want to disagree? Two. Is Ron Sher here? Anybody want to disagree? Two. How many brachas do we say at a bris?
Two. Three.
Three is correct. Two is also correct. Two means that you're living in America. Ashkenazim in America make the bracha. The mo'el makes the bracha. Brit kodesh. I was at a bris this week, right? He says it was actually a beautiful bris, but besides being a beautiful bris, the mo'el, who's apparently some famous mo'el from Yerushalayim, said, "Yeah, we'll get there in a second." And he said to the before he did the milah, he's about to do the milah, and he looks at the father and he says, "Yeshli rishut, are you giving me?" I mean, like there was like a little bit of a show. He's like, "I don't know what I'm doing, man." Whatever. Right. Anyway, right, he didn't do it. So he makes the bracha of Al Hamila. Or I think Svarim make limo, whatever, Al Hamila. And then Lachniso, then right away they make him make Lachniso Bibriso Shalam Ravino and in Eretz Yisrael, a Shechiyano. Only Svarim make a Shechiyano in America. What? Oh, so that's the machlik is between the Gra. And exactly, the Gra says yes. We say Shechiyanu. It's going to be a happy time. You're correct. We say Lamanatzeach, but he says we say Shechiyanu. Well, I'm not talking about that Shechiyanu. Shechiyanu that you have to make me ace la ace because something happened. You're a pigeon of bane. I'm not talking about that. But what happens if you get new clothing? What happens if you have a new fruit? Can you say Shechiyanu on Sviras Omer? Yes. Oh, so that was what we just asked. That's a good question. What are we saying Shechiyanu on? It's a good question. Those that say, yeah, there's a happiness. The Brisol, he came to the Brisol of Adam Ravino Bito. So someone would say, how can you say Shechiyanu? The baby's, while the baby's hysterically crying, you're making a Shechiyanu. Oh, so I think, no. So we, Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem, yeah, we're happy. Unless we wanted a girl. Okay, we're still happy. Not, you know, still making Shechiyanu then as well. Right? So what about clothing? So I'm not so sure, just in general. This is just halacha l'maisa. I don't know if we should be making brachas on new items. Certainly on a new shirt. Rav Bagna was telling me afterwards, somebody came to him and said they brought a very nice shirt for Yom Tov, and they wanted to make a bracha. So he said, I don't know if that deserves it. Again, if something has a true simcha, right? If, you know, you go to the Merkaz on Friday, and all of a sudden, Duv Devanim, you know, they haven't seen them in months and months and months. Maybe you do say Shechiyanu. In America, you walk into any fruit market, and you can get any fruit you want any time of the year. Oh, thank you, we have every fruit. So that wouldn't get a Shechiyanu. A Shechiyanu would be mamish on a new fruit that you haven't seen. And I'm not talking about the fruit that you have on Rosh Hashanah. That's a Suffolk Yoima. It's a whole question whether you make it. Because what fruit do you, normally, what fruit do you bring home? You find something in Yesh. Why do you think that nobody eats a Chinese pear the whole year? Because it tastes disgusting. And you eat a... I don't know if that gets a Shechiyanu. Maybe on new clothing. Maybe on a suit. Maybe on a new dress. Maybe that's true. Maybe. Yeah?
Are you allowed to get clothing without saying Shechiyanu? New clothing?
Are you happier? So it could be that during... So Rav Avadya, let's just end with Rav Avadya. Rav Avadya says that during the time of Sfiras HaOmer, Shechiyanu is absolutely no problem. Some want to say in the Mishnah Berurah, maybe you should wait till Shabbos to say it. What's the source of the Zasser? Right? You're the one who said it to me before. Because, what? No, so he says it's not an avelus of not being happy. During the 3 weeks, you may be right. Shechiyanu v'kiyonu lazmana says, man pranio says Rav Avad Yosef. It's a bad time for Oklah Yisrael from the 3 weeks and the 9 days we know. You shouldn't have a court case. He says, that's not true. Yeah, so that's exactly what the misinterpretation is, says Rav Avadya. It's not a zman that is sad. Of course, all times in Jewish history, sad things happen, but not specific. So you could tie in, like you said, Sviras Omer, a lot of pogroms. No, wouldn't be. And therefore, it could be that the Shechiyanu would be okay. It probably would not be appropriate because there is a simcha when you buy the suit. I'm not going to wear the suit. Therefore, there are different people who say different things about shopping during the 3 weeks, buying new clothing, certainly during the 9 days. People don't do that, but that's a machlekes. So heter number two, we have two already, a heter about music. Some types of music certainly would be allowed. Rav Shlomo Zalman Abrach writes this. He says, it makes no sense that during the 3 weeks, we're trying to think about Chorban HaBayis. It's so hard for us to think about Chorban HaBayis. And now I go home and I have a few minutes and I want to listen to a song that's going to inspire me and I'm not going to listen to that song. He says, doesn't make sense. Of course, slow music would be allowed and that's that the het there would be. And that's why, yeah. And that's why, that's why probably, for example, on Yom HaZikaron or whatever, that's probably why that wouldn't be a problem. Again, I'm not getting into this, but of course, next week is Yom HaHatzma'ut. So obviously many hold from our camp that during Yom HaTzmut there would be no problem. Sfira is kilu canceled. Some people even will get married. Some people certainly will take haircuts. Most people will shave. Most people will listen to music, live music, and all these different things because of the great simcha of the geula of the, what the Rabbanu Shalom gave us, Reishis Michas Galasenu, that there's no question about. The last question for tonight is going to be the question about shaving. So, I understand that some of you, it's not the noyeg, and some it is. So let's discuss it, because it's an important halacha. So first of all, we read in the Shulchan Aruch, it's totally about the Sforas. We're going to assume that we're definitely talking about shaving. So the question is, shaving is usur. Okay. And it seems to be that Rov HaPoskim agree with that. We shouldn't shave during this time. I would even argue that if we're talking about Dafka Sviras Omer, we're talking about the students of Rabbi Akiva, that maybe Dafka, people that are in yeshiva, that should be a commemoration. That's one form of avelus. However, comes Rav Moshe Feinstein and says, this was a takana that was made, it's a minhag, if you want to say, that was created, and therefore it doesn't apply in situations of hefsed. He talks about somebody at work, somebody that doesn't live in Eretz Yisrael, certainly in Eretz Yisrael, it's very hard to say that you should shave, because most jobs, they understand the situation. But certainly in America, a person comes to work, and he's a fancy schmancy lawyer, or he has to go to a court case, and he walks into the courtroom, and he's all scuffy and I don't know. That seems to be inappropriate, and it could be hefsed there. He could get fired for it. He could something like that. Okay, I know in the generation that we live in, it's not so pashut. You can wear whatever you want. You could have a million tattoos and things. Okay, not so pashut. I understand that. I admit that. So that's the question. The question is, what did Rav Moshe mean? Rav Moshe has at least, I think, three or four different tshuvas on the topic. I apologize, I don't have the source. I can't quote that. But he speaks about hefsed. Some of them are much lighter of type of hefsed. Hefsed mamon gadol, but it could be any form of hefsed.
Talking about the date.
Date story?
No, and he shaved
that
then and he didn't get the job.
Because
they said... I'll tell you the story. You want me to tell a story? I'll tell a story. Thank you. So here's the story. We have a few stories about shaving. And the whole point of me telling you the stories is, I'm not 100% sure...
Can you give us a hater?
...that in every... I will give you a hater. You don't need a hater. You don't shave. So, But I will give a heter on this because I will say I'm not so sure that it's so pushy that you could shave for work, because I don't know if any works it nowadays. If you ask your boss might say, you want to try it for 30? Okay, what's the big deal? You got this person wearing this. I don't know. I'm not so sure. So here's story number one. Story number one, a person has a date. He gets set up with an amazing girl. Wow, this girl is amazing. What's the problem? He's, looks terrible. He's got all the, he doesn't grow a beard very well. He's got like patches here. He looks terrible. So he goes to his Rosh Yeshiva at the time, the great Rav Shapiro, the chief rabbi of Israel, Rosh Yeshiva of America Hazarab. He says, Rebbe, I need a heter. He says, why? He says, I got a date, great girl, all scouting, everything's amazing, and I don't know. So he says, I can't give you a heter, yeshiva bacher. I'm going to give you a heter, yeshiva bacher. So he says, please, you don't understand. So he says, remember Rav Moshe? Rav Moshe used the word hefsed. It's a hefsed gadol. I'm going to lose the girl. Right? And by the way, that was the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham was so machmir, he said, you can't dance. He goes, but for sure you can get engaged. Shem yikad menu acher. I want to look presentable. I'm going to look terrible. He says, okay, you're so crazy about it. Go ahead and shave. Oh, so he shaved and they went out. Oh my God, it went so well. It was amazing. And he had a good feeling. And he knew he came home. He's like, it went well. Calls the shadchan. And guess what? The Shadchan says she really, really liked you. She had a great time with you. But she's looking for someone a little bit firmer, like someone who doesn't shave during Sviras Omer, you fake bacher, And he admit, that's it. She broke up. She broke up with it. Baruch Hashem, I found somebody else. But no, I'm kidding. This didn't happen to me. No, it's a real story. But that's a true story. So you don't always know. I'll give you number two. This happened to me. This really happened to me. This is a true story. So it was my first year in Eretz Yisrael. I was working in a company. And it was right after Pesach. It happened to be, I think, that year. I think it was Sunday morning. I'm going to work. And my parents were here. My father says to me, wait, did you forget to shave? In America, I always shave. And I said, you know what, Dad? I hadn't shaved for Chol HaMoed, which is another Shiloh. And I said, you know what? Let my boss say something. I'm in Eretz Yisrael now. You never know. And I was in Yerushalayim. They basically knew. Anyway, I walk into work. Literally, I walk in. Who do I meet there? The CEO. You have to understand that Israel and America, or Israel and Chutz La'aretz, is very different. In America, they have to be very careful what they're allowed to say to you. I don't know. I don't want to say anything. But we try not to walk to work, with whatever. They're usually very, very careful. In Israel, they'll tell you whatever. Daniel, what, you don't want to match today? What are you doing? They're very... So anyway, I walk in. I got the little beard. And what does he say to my boss? Daniel, this beard, I like it very much. It's good for you. You know why? I'm like, why? I thought he was going to say, it looks, you look older, you look very presentable. How do you say, hide your many, many chins you have? I'm like, oh, okay, thank you very much. So here, my boss was actually saying he thought the beard looked better for me for work. So I'm not so sure. I'm sorry, one last story. There was, I believe, the Attorney General of Israel was Yaakov Ne'eman. He was an amazing, amazing Kiddush Hashem. He would learn Mishnah Berurah all the time. He used to have meetings with Bibi Netanyahu. He once told a story, and Bibi said to him, whenever you're waiting outside in the hall for me, I always see you with the safer. What's it called? Is it the Mishnah Berurah? He says, I can finish the whole Mishnah Berurah. I wait so much for you. You know, fine. So one time they were meeting the President of the United States. They had a delegation that was going. I believe it was Bush, President Bush, the OG, the original President Bush, and he was going to meet him. So before, you can imagine, before you meet the president and all these people were going, they had a very special meeting with somebody who could, you know, because Israelis, God knows, they're going to want to take a selfie with him, or, you know, like, or they're going to wear a Adidas shirt to another, so I have to tell him, like, you know, you can't do this, you can't do that, don't go up to him, yo, what's up, Prez? You know, like, okay, you have to be calm down. How are you doing, Mr. President? You stupid, I don't like you, you know? No. So they told him different things, and then all of a sudden they see Yaakov Ne'eman, the Attorney General, they go, Yaakov, you have to shave. So he says, I can't shave, my father just passed away, it's been 2 weeks, I'm in Shloshim, I'm not allowed to shave. So they said, you have to. And then, you know, always Israelis who are religious, they want to be more firm. They go, Ata lo yodea halacha? They're going to tell us that. Halacha is a kovod ha-melech, you know. Don't you know the story about Mordechai? What did Mordechai do when he, right? He says that he socked the apron and then he got shaved and the whole thing. Yosef comes out of jail. He says, okay, Shkai, thank you for telling me all the stories of Tanakh. Okay, I'm not going to shave. It's an amazing video. He comes to America. And when the president goes online to meet all the different people, he gets to Yaakov Ne'eman, and he holds him. You see him holding him. And Yaakov Ne'eman says, I want to apologize to the president. You are considered to us to be like a king. And I am not shaved. And I should shave for you, but I want to explain to you, my father passed away 2 weeks ago, and this is a sign of mourning. And apparently President Bush said something to the effect of, I wish I was Jewish. And he says, you have such covet at Kibbutz Av Ha'Em. It's amazing. You have respect and honor for your parents. Wow, that's amazing. It had the opposite effect. So I'm not so sure. However, I do want to share with you two important halachas, or two important insights. The first insight is Rav Soloveitchik. Nefesh HaRav, Rav Schechter, shares this idea, so very became a very famous idea of Rav Soloveitchik. Rav Soloveitchik is very bothered that you just have what he, you know, halacha, what he calls halacha willy-nilly. You can't just put halacha and say, oh, this is usher, this is usher, this is usher. It's great to have chumras. Chumras are fine, but you have to know that they're chumras. You have to know what's usher. What's usher during Sfiras Omer, 3 weeks? Marriage? And haircuts. You don't want to shave, that's great. You don't want to do this, that's fine. But you have to be careful. You can't have your chumras to lead to something that isn't good. I'll give you a good example, right? I'm going on Wednesday night, on Tuesday night, excuse me. I hope it's not Wednesday night, I'll miss the plane. Tuesday night, I go to the airport, and I get on the plane, and what's the Kedarka Bakodesh on every single plane? No, I want to sit with, no, Viber, no, I don't want to sit with her, I can't sit with her, I won't sit with her. I won't sit with her. That's a chumra. There's no Shulchan Aruch that says that. You can't, again, if you're on Satma Air, you can do whatever you want. That's that airline. But you're on a public airline, you're on a public bus, you can't. So you can't. So says Rav Soloveitchik, where does this halachas, minhagim if you want to call it, of Sphere, where do they fit in? You have to have a category. Where are they? So he says, very simple where they fit in. There is a perfect category for them. And that is avelut. God forbid, when a parent passes away, we have really four forms of avelus, but let's say three. We have the aninus, which we won't discuss for a moment. That's actually some of Tisha B'Av when we don't wear tefillin, but avelus yom rishon. And then we have shiva, right? And then we have shloshim, and then we have the year of avelus. When it comes to the 3 weeks, we actually work backwards because it's the avelus of Yerushalayim. It's very hard for us to understand what avelus is, and what do? So we have this avelus. So he says the 3 weeks / Sfiras Omer is like the year of avelus. From Rosh Chodesh is exactly like the Shloshim, and therefore you can't shave. During the year of Avelus, you're allowed to get haircuts. Ashugo B'chaveiro, he says, you could get haircuts and you could shave every day, he said. Again, that would be more of a question of Chumra, maybe not listening to music. And Tisha B'Av is like Shiva. We sit on low chairs, we don't learn Torah. As I said, we don't put tefillin on Avelus Yom Rishon. And he says, that's the paradigm, that's the model. So therefore, Rosh Chodesh says, I don't see any problem. Now, why can't you get a haircut? A haircut would be usher, says Rav Soloveitchik, because achi yugbro chavero. So most people, their hair looks fine. For the 33 days that we're commemorating Sfira, most of us in Eretz Yisrael, the minhag, prevalent minhag, is that we will end on Lag Ba'Omer, or Lad Ba'Omer, don't calm down. This year we have a very special thing where finally the Ashkenazim finally get a cool on something. You get all the haftorahs that are so small, and you know, if you ever look in like an, it says haftorah for Svardim, Misayim Po. Ashkenazim, keep going, you know, that's us. And you know, we don't get to eat kidneys. But one thing we get to do, Lag BaOmer is going to be on a Sunday, and therefore the Rama says we can get shave on Friday. L'chavut Shabbos, yay! And sorry, Svardim, you have to wait till Lag BaOmer, so that's to Sunday's not close enough to Shabbos. Okay, fine. So comes along that what I'm just saying, and therefore haircuts would not be allowed during the 3 weeks and during Sfira. But what would be allowed? Shaving according to Rav Soloveitchik. Comes along Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, his Talmud and son-in-law, and says, wait just a minute. Remember we talked about chumras before? Remember I just told you about Lag BaOmer and covered Shabbos, how important it is? How is it possible that you are allowed to take a chumra upon yourself if I'm not shaving? And covered Shabbos doesn't come into play. Tomorrow, I'm going to come into Shabbos looking like this, like terrible. I should shave. It should be a mitzvah to shave. Says exactly that. Says Rav Aaron Lichtenstein. Yes, correct. And he marshals the Tosfos that talks about on Tisha B'Av, we had this last summer, Tisha B'Av Shechalios B'Yom Chamishi, it's the strict halacha, if you had no time to launder, after Chatzos, you could launder. You could certainly start all your preparations for Shabbos. You certainly could shave. Nowadays, it's probably not knowing. We normally have all the minugai veilus until Chatzos. We say right afterwards, you can start preparing for Shabbos, shave and all that stuff, because you're not going to have enough time. But that's the strict halacha. Why? Kavod Shabbos is so important. So that's very, very interesting. Most people do not follow this idea. I will admit this, especially in Eretz Yisrael. Kimat, everybody, you know, almost nobody shaves at all. However, by the way, Baal Bris, I don't know what your father's going to do, but your father could technically shave on Erev Shabbos if he wanted to. Who am I? I'm nobody. Tell him to ask Rav Asher White. But in any case, but definitely, that is a shita. Now, it turns out, Rav Rimon writes this in his Sefer, that Rav Aaron Lichtenstein was very close with Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, and he went to Rav Shlomo Zalman, and Rav Shlomo Zalman, I heard you have this cute heter about Kavod Shabbos. He said, listen, it was built into the system. Chazal knew what they were doing. Just like, he goes, I don't buy it. He says, you want to do it on Sfiras Omer, fine, but the 3 weeks, that it's Chorban HaBayis, I don't think it's a good idea. And apparently that was his minhag. His minhag was Sfiras Omer. Rav Aaron Lichtenstein was clean shaven. He would shave for Shabbos, but not during the 3 weeks. Very interesting. So again, we have a good deal of different heterim for a person to realize and recognize. Obviously, as always, ask your local Rav or whatever, Rav Bagno, these questions. But just to be aware, what's halacha, what's not, there are many different shitos in halacha, but you should be aware, at least for today, I'm not giving you heterim like I'm your poisek, but be aware that there's a lot of heterim out there. Have a wonderful evening.
Thank you.